A constitutional republic, not a democracy. The ideal of a democracy is universal equality. The ideal of a constitutional republic is individual liberty. A democracy always degenerates into dictatorship, which promises government-guaranteed equality and security, but it delivers nothing but poverty and serfdom for the people it robs and rules. America was founded as a constitutional republic to safeguard the liberties of the people against the tyranny of democracy or of one-man dictatorship. In this century, great strides have been made toward the goal of subverting our republic into a democracy. The foremost tactic of the subverters is subversion of language. By calling America a democracy until people thoughtlessly accept and use the term, the totalitarians have obscured the real meaning of our principles of government.
The ones that we're referencing that are called tyrants, the reality is that they are Luciferian psychopath criminals. The only way that tyrants exist is they have a mind of evil. Because no person that has a logical, rational mind ever wants to control other people and dominate them and do all of this evil that they do, but they do it. And today, I want to talk a little bit about where it came from. Because many of you do not understand that this stuff has been developed since the beginning. So let us get into this right now. You have to remember the Netherlands, Prince Bernard, the Bilderberg Group, military.com owners, paying farmers to not grow food, and Gates is the new version. So if you remember, the Netherlands had a lot of news coming out of there a couple of months ago. Well, it was about 11 months ago, back in May of 2023. A lot of talks were out there about the $1.5 billion being offered through the Holland. Farmers in the Netherlands have been staging protests over emission reduction targets since October of 2019. Those farmers in the Netherlands were offered $1.5 billion to not grow food, to not do anything. Now, the reason that it's interesting that the Netherlands are the focal point of that is the Netherlands, informally Holland, is a country located in Northeast Europe with overseas territories in the Caribbean. It's the largest of four continental countries of the Kingdom of the Netherlands. Again, there we go, the kingdom, right? So, as far as the Kingdom of the Netherlands goes, it's a sovereign state consisting of a collection of territories united under a monarch of the Netherlands. Now, when you go and look at Prince Bernard is only the prince because he married the Queen of the Netherlands. Because he's the husband of Queen Juliana. Queen Juliana, that lived from April 1909 to March 20th, 2004. She was the head of the Kingdom of the Netherlands. Well, Bernard, also known Bernard of Lippe Biesterfeld, this guy marries Queen Juliana. Bernard belonged to the German princely House of Lippe Biesterfeld, Biesterfeld. And the first one is Lippe-Biesterfeld. And he's the nephew of the last sovereign prince of Lippe, known as Leopold IV. Now, despite being a Nazi member of the Nazi, despite being a member of the Nazi Party and serving as an officer of Schutzstaffel while he was in Germany, Bernard supported the Allies of World War II. That was all fake. The thing about Prince Bernard is he established the Bilderberg Group. Prince Bernard was a member of the Reich SS, a mounted unit of the SS. So, you know, he was heavily involved in the Nazi movement. And then what did he create? He created the Bilderberg Group. Now, whenever he created the Bilderberg Group, he did that in order to really privatize what was being done with these different Nazi groups. They tried to make it official instead of it being some quasi group. Now, you have to understand this. This was old ways. This was, and it had to do with the control of information, really. And what you don't know about the prince is, like I said, back in 1954, he established the Bilderberg Group. He was the co-founder. He met annually to discuss corporate globalization and other issues concerning Europe and America. He was forced to step down from both groups whenever there was the 1976 Lockheed bribery scandal. Who's in the media a lot right now? Boeing Corporation. So Lockheed bribery scandal encompassed a series of bribes and contributions made by officials of the U.S. aerospace company Lockheed from the late 1950s to the 1970s in the process of negotiating the sale of aircraft. They were bribing people. They were straight up bribing people. And if you don't think Boeing Corporation has been bribing people, you're insane. But the Boeing Corporation is one of many others that are involved. So let's keep moving on this topic. So, as I said, you have here the Netherlands, which was a place that it's a kingdom of the Netherlands. That royalty was married into by an individual that was a part of another royalty in the Europe. That individual, Prince Bernard, started the Bilderberg Group that was openly, I mean, they're sitting here openly saying this, openly saying that the Bilderberg Group met annually to discuss corporate globalization and issues concerning Europe and North America. So that was happening. And then you've got the fake entity that's military.com owners, okay? So the military.com owners, I don't know if you've been following this, but I'm going to go ahead and break it down to you. So the military.com is its own, it's not military, it's not military at all. Because anything that's military is .gov, not .com. So it's just like you need to understand the Federal Reserve banking system is not federal at all. It's just a name. It's private bankers. So with the military.com, it is actually owned by a company called Randstad NV, commonly known as Randstad, R-A-N-D-S-T-A-D, is a Dutch multinational human resource consulting firm headquartered in Diem, Netherlands. Again, there we go, the Netherlands. So you're seeing what I'm saying here. They are putting all of this together. And then, like I said, most recently, the Netherlands made a lot of news because they have been paying farmers a lot of money in order not to farm. Where the thing that's interesting to me is, you know, do you know that there's a world court? There's a court that is already in place that is to basically be the court system for the world. And where is it? It's in The Hague, H-A-G-U-E. Where is The Hague? That's in the Netherlands. So I just showed you multiple pieces on the chessboard right now that is all kingdoms that are family bloodlines and conspiring bodies together that are the Netherlands, these groups that are tied in together, these bloodlines, how they created a group that focused on globalization of Europe and America, North America. Then I showed you how they created that group and then they bought resources like fake news entities to promote an agenda that they called the military.com. And now that same region is paying billions of dollars to farmers to not grow food, even though they're saying that there's a food shortage. And then my last part of this little summary right here is that Bill Gates is the new version of Prince Bernard. Being that Bill Gates has been indoctrinated since a child. And you remember, he's got Asperger's syndrome, which they probably brought into his psyche through trauma-based mind control that they did to him as a child. And now Bill Gates is continuing the message that the Bilderberg group and the bloodline families that control all of the money actually have facilitated. Brothers and sisters, we paint pictures like that and connect dots like that all over our podcast episodes that we're over 1,050 episodes now, been in existence since August of 2008. I mean, I'm sorry, 2018. So we are coming up on 6 years of broadcasting out here, real news plus real information for we the people. As this is Neo 420 Talks, the podcast speaking truth against the lies.